Just last month, Ballmer reorganized the company to emphasize hardware devices and services rather than just software. Analyst Rob Enderle says there's no one heir apparent groomed to take over for Ballmer, but he says each of the division heads Ballmer singled out in the reorg stands a good shot of taking over the company. It all depends on how they perform in the next year. And Enderle says he'd be surprised to see the company hire from elsewhere.
I don't think Microsoft's in enough trouble to force them to go outside and look for a turnaround manager. I mean, it's financially very sound.
Enderle says he had expected Ballmer to stick around to oversee the company's transformation, but the drumbeat of investors calling for a new CEO has grown louder in recent years. Microsoft's recent $900 million write-down for unsold Surface tablet computers discouraged shareholders. Enderle says Ballmer doesn't get enough credit for what he's done right, including shifting successfully to cloud computing. Still, the company's shares have lost almost half their value since he took over. The stock climbed after the announcement that he plans to step aside. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.